Hello there, and welcome to this week's Orlando Holiday Planning Podcast News, bringing you all the latest news from Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. I'm recording this on Monday, the 29th of July, 2024. Today, Disney's newest cruise ship, Deadpool, in the parks, and some Lightning Lane tips, plus a special announcement just for podcast listeners. So please stand clear of the closing doors, keep your hands and arms inside the podcast at all times, and let's get on with the show. Get ready to set sail with the newest addition to the Disney Cruise Line fleet, the Disney Destiny. Joining the Disney Cruise Ship fleet, the Destiny will be the third of its kind in the Wish class lineup. Don't forget, the Disney Wish made its debut in 2022, and the Disney Treasure is set to embark on its maiden voyage this December. With the same basic structure as its sister ships, the Destiny is sure to bring even more magic to the high seas. They will be unveiling details about the ship's restaurants, lounges, spas, and more over 3 days. The Destiny will have a thrilling heroes and villains theme, and you can learn all about it during the event on July 30th, 31, and August 1st at 10 a.m. Orlando time each day. The Destiny will embark on her inaugural journey in December 2025, just 1 year after the Treasure set sail. Mark your calendars for August 9th, 2024, when booking opens with priority given to Castaway Club members. Get in touch today to find out more about sailing on Disney's latest ship. Visit orlandoinsider.co.uk or use the links in the show notes. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first to experience this incredible voyage. Deadpool is taking over Disneyland Paris and Disney's California Adventure. Throughout the day, you can see him wandering around Avengers Campus. He's also joining the Guardians of the Galaxy for a dance-off. It's a great addition to an already fun show, and yes, I got up and danced. Plus, in California, you can join Deadpool as he reads from his big book of super special stories. These family-friendly tales delight, charm, and inspire in the way only Deadpool can. And keep an eye out for Wolverine, who may be dropping by story time with Deadpool. Really, these stories are suitable for all ages. At night, if you're really lucky, you can do something very cool. Hidden at Disney's Hotel, New York, the Art of Marvel in Paris is a Deadpool speakeasy. But you can't just wander in, find mysterious QR code and made a date with Deadpool. Then follow the secret instructions to discover the location and how to get into this exclusive club. Once you're let inside, the speakeasy is decked out with props from the latest film. There are 3 alcoholic cocktails and 2 mocktails to pick from, all created by the talented team at the hotel and inspired by Deadpool himself. We tried 3 of the drinks, including the Canadian candy concoction and from the mouth of the Merc. This was our favourite. Like Deadpool, it's a mix of sweet and spice with tequila, ginger, blood orange, pecan pepper and hibiscus. Yes, the drinks are pretty pricey, but we all felt that the experience was worth it. These aren't cocktails you're going to get anywhere else. Plus, the fun of getting into the speakeasy was brilliant. We get a lot of questions each week from our listeners, and we wanted to help you have the best trip to Orlando. That's why we created the free Orlando Insider Academy. And as a listener, you can join the wait list now. It'll guarantee you a place when we open the doors. The Orlando Insider Academy will be packed full of videos, tips, tricks, and guides to help you plan and book your perfect trip to Disney World and Universal Orlando. It's completely free and could be the difference between a good and an amazing holiday. Use the link in the show notes to join now. The new Lightning Lanes came out on the 24th. If you're familiar with Genie Plus, it's an updated system. Once it's your turn to buy, jump onto the app and tap purchase. This will then let you choose the date of your visit. Next, you'll be asked with park or parks you want to buy for. For example, you could do multi-pass for Magic Kingdom, but do Guardians in Epcot as an individual Lightning Lane. Let's chat about how the multi-pass works. For example, if I picked Hollywood Studios, once picking the park, it'll ask me to pick 1 ride from Tier 1 and 2 from Tier 2. Tier 1 rides are Slinky Dog Dash, Rock and Roller Coaster, Millennium Falcon, and Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. All of the other rides and shows are in Tier 2, so you might pick Runaway Railway as your Tier 1 pick, then the Tower of Terror and Toy Story Mania from Tier 2. tap to confirm and it'll bring up some pre-pick times. If there's availability, you can pick a different time. If you're happy with everything, you just go through and pay for everything. It's good that you can see what three rides you'll be getting before you buy anything. We'll be doing a podcast soon with our strategy and top picks. So make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. Tons of you have already been in touch asking questions. So here are a few to help you. Can I refresh and rebook rider reservations like it was with FastPass? Absolutely. Making changes and rebooking ride reservations with Lightning Lane MultiPass is just as effortless as it was with FastPass Plus or Genie Plus. Thanks to the modify button, you can easily play their fresh game to secure better or more convenient return times and even explore availability at other attractions without forfeiting your current Lightning Lane ride reservations. Have you noticed any increase in the number of available options throughout the day? It looks like it to us. It's no shock at all that both FastPass Plus and Genie Plus had consistent patterns when it came to ride reservation refills or drops. You can find the detailed rules for ride reservation refills at Walt Disney World. It's too early to predict how often ride reservation refills will occur with Lightning Lane MultiPass, but I've already noticed refills for various attractions under LLMP. These were definitely refills, not cancellations, as numerous times became available, a clear indication of a refill. With the modified button, searching for ride reservation refills is a breeze. By combining these two strategies, you can secure extra Lightning Lane selections throughout the day. Just a heads up, it can get quite addictive, like a video game. Like any game, be careful not to lose track of real-world time as you get caught up in the screen. Can I park hop? Unlock the possibilities of the Lightning Lane MultiPass without any extra fees for park hopping. Remember to use your first Lightning Lane before switching parks. This is necessary because pricing varies at each park. So if you use your Lightning Lane early on, like for Everest at 8:15 a.m., you can then start booking Magic Kingdom Lightning Lanes. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks as always for listening. My name's Martin. I'm a former Disney cast member and now a full-time Disney travel planner. It's my job to make sure that you have an awesome Orlando adventure. Get in touch using the links in the show notes or visit orlandoinsider.co.uk. That's orlandoinsider, all one word, .co.uk. And one of the team will be happy to help you create some Disney dreams. Well, for now, have a magical day.